Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the weekly radio show, the only radio show in Northern California that's all about the issues of aging. Right here on KFBK and 93.1 FM, 1530 AM. So glad to have you with us. Thank you, KFBK, for all these years. I'll be wrapping my show up as the plans are right now, the end of this year. I've stayed on just a little longer, but it looks like we're done at the end of this year. I'll still be around. I'm not going anywhere, and it's going to become more important than ever that you keep my contact information and you get in to see me, because lots is changing. I'm going to repeat this half hour in the second half hour because I have three things I want to talk about, and they're all really important. Let me get some stuff out of the way right away. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here 20 years on KFBK, doing what I do for over 30. Nobody's better at what I do than me. California's single best voice on the issues of aging, period. The one voice that has consistently been talking for 20 years here on the radio about seniors and the plight of seniors and how they're treated by the long-term care industrial complex. And they're not treated well, and we're going to talk about that. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about. And there aren't many of them, folks, when it comes to long-term care. There's lots of people around who claim they know, but there aren't many who really know. And the few that do know, I know. I'm not secure. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I have it. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And everything we talk about here is, and I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California. That license allows me to prepare legal documents such as trust, wills, and powers of attorney at your direction and request. I've been an LDA for 15 years. I've been preparing documents for people that stand the test of time. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only. And I'm going to cover a lot of ground today, and I want you to listen, please. I want to start with a letter. My contact information. Let me do that. I've got three things on my mind, and I'm trying to get to them, folks, so pardon me a little bit, because there's so much on my plate this week that I can't get it all in. You can contact me at my phone number, 800-999-8007. Write it down, 800-999-8007. You can follow me on Facebook. I am posting Facebook live videos about every 2 to 3 days now. I'll be doing another one probably tomorrow. So follow me on Facebook. That's Facebook/Assets and Aging. Tons of information, tons of ways to contact me there. And make sure you watch my Facebook live videos. My website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. You can go there, find tons of information. You can become a subscribing member. In fact, I have something I'm going to send out this week as a newsletter only to my subscribing members because I think it's so important. It's going to be a special newsletter only to subscribers. So I'll talk about it briefly on the air, but I'm going to send all the information out in a longer letter to my subscribers. If you're not a subscriber to Assets and Aging, go to the website and become one today. For those of you that have membership, there is so much more information available on my website than just the casual observer is going to see. So make sure you become a subscriber to Assets and Aging, because long after this radio program's gone, I will be continuing to contact people, and that's how I'm going to do it, is to my subscribers. If you don't subscribe to my newsletter at least, which right now is free, you should. Now, if you're a subscriber, you get special information, but you can always subscribe on my website just to my newsletter. So, assetsandaging.com, or call me at 800-999-8007. Just did a workshop yesterday. Had a great time with the people that are there. They heard things they're never going to hear anywhere else. If you get my newsletter, you got a newsletter this last week on pizza. How does pizza relate? Well, if you were a newsletter subscriber, you'd understand. And I may talk about pizza a little bit today. Okay, let's get started. So you know how to get in touch with me. You know how to do this. You have a chance. A couple weeks ago, I wrote a newsletter, and I did a radio show on someone who was kicked out of a nursing home, sent home on his walker in a van. Well, we got that. Not only did we get that person back into the nursing home, I did that. And along with the help of the son. But I want to read you a letter. And I'm not going to give you the name, and I'm not going to tell you where the nursing home is. But here's how the email to me starts. Hey, thanks for the good news today. Thanks for stirring the pot with the county and sicking the dogs on them. I knew those folks had been holding back on information, that is the nursing home, and were not going to help the process along for my dad to receive Medi-Cal. Kudos to you. Thanks again. Much needed, and a pat on the back as well. It's amazing when one is proficient at their job how one can make things look so easy and go smoothly. I'm sure the director of the facility is not happy, especially when he told me, this is the director of the nursing home, that he's been doing this for years and was 100% sure my dad would not be qualifying for Medi-Cal. I again reiterated, are you sure? Of course he was, and so were the other two staff directors that were in his office with us. Well, thanks again, blah, 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 blah. Have a good evening. And he said, thank you. That person who was sent home in a van from the nursing home, not only did we get back in, we got him on Medi-Cal. I got him on Medi-Cal. Only because of my tenacity and my ability and the tenacity of the child, the son, who was willing to do things that I asked that he didn't believe would work. But it worked. Pardon me, all of a sudden I have a little cough. I don't know where it came from. Pardon me. So when everybody else says it can't be done, I've been doing it for 30 years. When everybody else, including the nursing home director, says in all of their years, they know it's impossible, I did it. The point being not to pat myself on the back, although I'd like to pat myself on the back once in a while. Pardon me. It's that, and I don't have a drink of water here with me, otherwise I'd take a little sip. I have lens cleaner, but I don't think that would work. Especially when everybody said it couldn't happen. And it did happen. And I made it happen. And the reason I did that is because this family, and the reason we were able to do this, is this family came to me months ago and said, things are starting to go south. Can you help us and can we pre-plan? And we pre-planned it all. And everything was in place that that family needed so that we could protect everything they worked a lifetime for. Because there's a spouse at home, and that spouse needs help, and that spouse needs to protect their money. That spouse at home, nobody ever thinks of the well spouse. Everybody thinks about the ill spouse. The spouse in the nursing home, the spouse in assisted living, the spouse wherever. But nobody ever thinks about the well spouse. Why have I spent my life preserving the assets of people for the well spouse? Not for the kids. I don't care about the kids. Well, I do. I care about the kids, but you get my point. But we have a well spouse at home who needs to continue to live. And the spouse at home in this situation also needs some care and some supervision. And now, instead of all the money getting flushed down a toilet, it's been preserved, and they can continue to live out their life in dignity, and the spouse in the nursing home, who will probably be there the rest of their life, is taken care of and is warm and is safe. I can do this, but here's what it takes, and here's what it took, and here's why this family is able to write me a thank you letter, is because we started this process months ago. we did things that had to be done and anticipate. We started things back in July, before July, we started things. We started the ball rolling. So that now everything is taken care of. Who in your family? Come on, you know somebody in your family. You know a neighbor. You know your Aunt Tilly. You know your cousin. Somebody's family is beginning to deal with the issues of aging. You know, as we sit here today, they're beginning to deal with really, really, really bad stuff. Pardon me. This little cough will not go away, so we'll just live with it for a little while. So just pardon me. You have to be willing to start. You have to be willing to say, okay, I'm ready to go. Bob, let's do this. Well, there's a couple ways to do it. One is get to my next workshop on October the 12th. The one yesterday you're too late for, but you're not too late for the one on the 12th. How do you sign up? Go to my website. Call me. But get to my workshop on the 12th. There aren't that many left this year. There's only maybe three workshops left this year with the holidays and everything else. And some of you are going to call me next February and say, Bob, I've been listening to you. I used to listen to you on the radio, and now my dad needs help, and now we're up a creek, and what do we do? And my answer is going to be, you're up a creek. And to make it worse, and this is why I'm telling you right now, nobody cares about this. I have tried to get California legislators involved. They don't care. And that is this, that nursing homes more and more and more and more are refusing to take long-term care patients. Are refusing to take long-term care patients. They only want rehab patients. They only want people who went to hospitals and are then going in for rehab. It's going to become harder and harder and harder and more difficult and more difficult and more difficult to find space in a nursing home. And by the way, it's purposeful. And it has to do with the way the laws are written and the reimbursement rates are done. Understand, when a nursing home gets a rehab patient, they're making $700 to $1,000 a day. When they take a private pay patient, they're making $4,000 a month. When they take a Medi-Cal patient, they're making $400 a day. When they're taking a Medi-Cal patient, they're making $300 a day. So a nursing home can make as much in three times as much or twice as much in 20 days as they can from a month of somebody being in a long-term care bed. So more and more nursing homes are willing to have empty beds to get rehab patients. I know one nursing home in town here who has told their staff that they will get fired if they take any long-term care patients. I'm not making that up. That's not a good situation, folks. The legislature could stop that today, but they won't and they don't care, because the association of facilities is so big and brings so much power, and I'm just one little voice crying in the wilderness. But I'm telling you, it's going to become catastrophic in California for seniors because of the way that the reimbursement, the Medicare, Medi-Cal reimbursement rates are written and how they make their money and all that kind of stuff. When you have a lot of staff, you don't need as many staff when you have a third of the beds empty, and you're still making more money than you were before. It's all about economics, and it's only going to get worse. So I don't know when the time is for you to act, but you're running out of it. You're running out of people who know. When I do retire or face my maker, there's going to be very few people left in all of California who know how to do this. There just aren't many of us left anymore. There aren't many people who are willing to buck the system, who are willing to go up against nursing homes and directors and corporate owners. You know, there are nursing home chains that own hundreds and hundreds of nursing homes across America. Who do you think they're answering to? They're not answering to their patients. Now, this week, I will probably put a link up to this to my to those of you who are subscribers. But the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services just came out with a new rule. And it is a stunning new rule to help patients. And I don't have time here today to go into all of it because it's really, I'm just digesting it. I sent it to a friend of mine who's the best elder law attorney in California by far, and he hadn't seen them before. They're brand new. They're not even official until September the 30th, and I have the rules in my hand. They're pages and pages and pages long, but I'll put up a link to the article to those people who are subscribers to Assets and Aging. If you don't know this stuff, if you're not working with someone who knows this stuff, I don't care who you're working with, what attorney it is, whoever you're going to, I don't care if you got them on the internet or got them out of the yellow pages or wherever you got them. But if you really don't keep track of this stuff, you're going to get hurt by it someday. Somewhere along the line, you're going to get hurt by it. I don't know when it's going to be. I don't know who in your family it's going to be, but you're going to wind up losing everything. I have another client. The only thing that the family had in their life was a mobile home. And they needed to sell the mobile home because the parent was in a nursing home. And they had no money to do anything, and they're paying space rent. But if they sold the nursing home, sold the mobile home, they were told they'd lose Medi-Cal. Well, we did, and they didn't. We were able to sell the one thing that the parent had left in their life, a mobile home, and preserve that money so that there's extra money there to take care of the parent. There are very few people around who know how to do that or who could do that or would be willing to do that. But again, this is a family that pre-planned almost a year ago. We started the planning process when their parent began to fail and began to show signs of dementia or frailty or whatever it is. We're all going to become more frail. We're all going to lose independence, all of us. It's just a matter of, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of it's going to happen. It's absolutely going to happen. You have to decide, and you have to decide soon, because I'm not going to be here forever to hold your hand. If you've decided it's time for your family to make sure that you're ready when this tsunami hits you, and boy, is it ever. I'm gonna try to get the son to do a segment with me on the radio and talk about all the things. I've done this before. If you could talk to my clients and if you could listen, if I could gather them all in a room and pass the microphone around, you would hear stories that you cannot believe actually happened to people as a result of them being unprepared and getting hit with a world that is completely foreign to them. Completely foreign. This new rule from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Planning, which is a federal agency, which controls all Medicare and Medicaid in the United States. One agency controls all of that. You would be stunned if you understood what it said. And yet I got it 4 days before. It won't even be published until the 30th. It has to do with discharge planning rules. And in fact, the title of the rule is Discharge Planning Rules Supports Interoperability and Patient Preferences. It's going to have a tremendous impact for the good, I believe, on people that understand the rule and the rules when it comes to long-term care and nursing homes and admission and discharge in hospitals and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be a game changer. But if you're not talking to me, you're not going to know about it. If you're not listening to this show or following me on Facebook or you're a subscribing member or your all of those kinds of things, you're just not going to know because nobody else is going to talk about it. You're going to listen to 27,000 shows and read the Wall Street Journal and go to newsletters about how to save money. But nobody, everybody talks about how you can make an extra 2% or how you're going to get more of this or how you're going to pay less in fees for this or how you're going to double your return over here. I don't care about any of that. I'd like to just preserve what you have. Forget more. I'd like you just not to lose what you have. And you can do that. You can call me up today, 800-999-8007. And you can do one of two things. You can say, I want to come see you. The appointment's free. Or you can call me and say, I want to get to your workshop on the 12th. Because I want to make sure that this doesn't happen to my family. This has happened over 2,000 times for me in my career, folks. It's happened to over 2,000 families that I know of. Just here in Northern California, 2,000 families over my career have been hit with the tsunami of someone in a nursing home. Why do you think you're going to be exempt, or your family's going to be exempt, or your next door neighbor's going to be exempt, or your best friend's going to be exempt? They're not. So 800-999-8007, get in to see me. Well, Bob, we've already talked to somebody, but you haven't talked to me. And there is nobody like talking to me. If you've listened to this show, you already know that. There is nothing else on radio or TV like this show. Nobody tells you the stuff I talk about. People will talk about probate and leaving it to their kid. I don't care about any of that. I don't want you to lose it all to the cost of long-term care. Now, let me get pizzas in here. If you buy a pizza every day, a large pizza every day, you'll spend over $9,000 a month on pizzas. That's about what a nursing home costs. Nursing home, imagine paying buying $9,000 worth of pizzas every month. Well, that's what a nursing home is. And for less than the cost of 1 month of pizzas, you can make sure that everything you have is protected. Let me say that one more time. For less than the cost of 1 month's worth of pizzas, you can protect everything that you have. But you have to make the choice. You can become another victim, or you can win. You can win. When the hurricane's coming or the tsunami's coming, they put out warnings and everybody, you know, runs for cover. But not everybody does. Some people's houses get flattened because they didn't believe the hurricane was coming. They didn't believe the tornado sirens. They didn't believe any of that. And as a result, their house is flattened. Their lives are devastated because they didn't believe it was coming. Well, this is coming. You're going to get older, your family's going to get older, and tragedy is going to strike in the form of frailty, dementia, long-term care, those kinds of things. Our bodies are going and minds are going to fail as we get older. Knock on wood, mine, for the most part, is still working, other than my two artificial knees. And they're still working. 800-999-8007. Write it down now. 800-999-8007. Children, gather your parents up and bring them in. Parents, gather your children up and bring them in. If you have no children, then you're really up a creek. You need to see me tomorrow. 800-999-8007. It's a simple number to remember. 800-999-007. Or go to assetsandaging.com and you can sign up for an appointment. You can sign up for a workshop. You can send me an email. You can begin the process now of making sure that at the end of the day, you get to write me a happy thank you letter like my client that is going to save them $100,000 a year, preserve the house and the money for the well spouse at home, and just make life better. Or you can just hope it all works out, which it almost never does. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, A-N-D, A-G-I-N-G. For less than the cost of a pizza a day per month, you can protect everything you have. I think that's a pretty good bargain. 800-999-8007. Make sure you subscribe to one of my membership levels so you too will have access to the most update, informative information. And at the very least, get to my workshop, get in to see me. 800-999-8007. Well, for Assets and Aging and your host, that's me, Bob Scrivano. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you in my office soon or at an upcoming workshop. 800-999-8007. Have a great day.